This is KUT. A committee of Texas educators is asking the State Board of Education to reject a proposed Mexican-American Studies textbook. KUT's Kate McGee reports the group found 141 errors in the textbook.
State Board of Education member Ruben Cortez organized the 8-person committee to review the textbook, which he says makes racist assumptions about Mexican people and has many mistakes.
The book goes as far as to describe Mexicans as lazy, alleges that Mexican culture doesn't value hard work, and that Mexican immigrants only bring crime and drugs into this country.
At a press conference yesterday, Cortez called on the State Board of Education to reject the textbook.
It is littered with too many factual errors created by individuals with no subject matter expertise, dripping with racism and intolerance.
Cortez wants the board to reopen the bidding process for new ethnic studies textbooks next year. The committee put together the report over the past few months. Trinidad Gonzalez, one of the committee members, is a history professor at South Texas College.
So what we have is we have a web of racist assertions that are built in passages that are built on the multiple errors in that passage. So we didn't go and identify this sentence as a factual error.
The committee divided the errors into three groups: factual errors, interpretive errors, and omission errors.
Omission errors were errors where we know there's a rich body of literature on the topic that was being examined within the textbook, and it's simply ignored. It's not incorporated. And that's a fundamental scholarly mistake. In any effort, you always have to include what has been put out there by the experts. You don't necessarily have to agree with it, but you should put it out there.
Cynthia Dunbar is the CEO of Momentum Instruction, the book's publisher. She's also a former member of the Texas Board of Education.
The reality is there's clearly nothing racist in the book.
That's Dunbar speaking with Houston Public Media. She says the stereotype of Mexicans as lazy was, quote, taken out of context.
However, our editors went back through and pulled it and tried to see if there was anything that could be written in a better light.
The Texas Education Agency puts out a call for textbooks in a specific subject each year. The books are reviewed and people are invited to submit public comments. If errors are found, publishers have a chance to respond to the claims and fix the errors. The State Board of Education will take public comments on the Mexican American Studies textbook next Tuesday. It will decide whether to adopt the book in November. Kate McGee, KUT News.